Message number 38, 2011, Year of the Purification. Tuesday, January 11, 2011 at 0:30. My beloved daughter, at last we reunite. It has been a number of days now since you have been in the frame of mind to receive my messages. Fear not, because you will need the time now to heed my most urgent message given to the world so far. 2011 is the year for the time in which the changes, the purification, will commence and be witnessed by millions throughout the world. Although prayer will help stave off global disasters, it will not be enough now to halt the hand of my Eternal Father when it swipes down on mankind shortly. The evil behavior and the filth of mind, body and soul which is being revealed in the world at this moment is clear now for all of you to see. For those of you so busy and wrapped up in your lives, now is the time to stop and see what is happening before your eyes. The evil one who works through those in the darkness has created havoc where daily murder is now so routine that mankind has become desensitized to the evil perpetrators who carry out these atrocities. Self-love and greed dominate your society. Your leaders and politicians are power-hungry and in many cases couldn't care less about your welfare. Suicide on the rise is caused by the despair created by the deceiver, the evil one in your society. He who never reveals himself to you hides behind every act of public demonstration which glorifies sexual immorality and grievous bodily harm to others and oneself. The constant pursuit of luxury goods which you prioritize over your family's welfare is rampant. As you, my children, chase these worthless dreams, you will find in time that you will be without food. Those empty and useless things will not feed your empty stomachs. Nor will they fulfill your empty souls which are screaming for comfort, a comfort you no longer have at your disposal. This comfort can only be achieved through prayer and particularly organized prayer in groups. Purification comes before my second coming. Earthquakes are now about to strike the earth as the wrath of my Father's fury will be unleashed. You, my ungrateful children, who have turned your back on the light of truth, need to be fearful now. The beginning of the Great Tribulation is about to unfold, where the spectacle of ecological unrest will escalate. Man will be powerless. In time he will realize and accept that my Father exists and that I, his beloved Son, now prepare the way for the world to witness my coming back to earth for the second time. That time draws close now. However, the world must undergo this essential purification first. As the number of world disasters will continue to rise, so too will those followers of Satan. Out of defiance, they will continue with their miserable evil lives and inflict pain and terror on my believers and those who live righteous lives. As my believers declare the truth to a disbelieving world, more people will, however, sit up and accept that changes are indeed taking place in the world. They will soon, through the prophecies I am presenting to my children through my chosen messengers, understand what they are actually witnessing, because the events that will unfold cannot be brought about by man. They can only happen if and when my Eternal Father gives his permission. Time has arrived for the seals to be broken. The time, my children, has arrived for the signs as foretold, when the seals are to be broken and the trumpets to herald the changes. Evil will not be tolerated by God, the Creator of mankind, and will be stamped out in the world for good. No follower of the evil one, irrespective as to what level of commitment he has for Satan and his empty promises, will be spared unless he repents. Love, my children, will be shown to all of my followers and those of the Eternal Father when you open your hearts. Satan, however, has manifested himself to such a level of exaltation that his power has now infected so many of my children that they no longer believe in virtues such as honesty, good deeds, respect for life, either for each other or for their own families. Brother is turning against brother, sister against sister, neighbor against neighbor, priest against his superiors, bishops against the teachings of the holy book. Why do you punish me with your lack of love? My children have even turned their back on this beautiful planet, so lovingly presented to you by God the Father, the Creator and Maker of all things. What have you done? Why do you punish me with your lack of love for your Savior? Why do you turn your back on your own needs, the urgency of feeding your own souls, of quenching your thirst for knowledge of my Father's kingdom heaven, your promised inheritance? You, my children, are turning your back on your own salvation. Don't you realize this? Please believe that unless you examine your own conscience now and pray for guidance, that you cannot and will not be saved. Priests ignoring teachings. My sacred servants, the very shepherds appointed to guide my flock, have not explained the existence of the evil one. They, in their quest to appear as modern, open-minded and practical teachers, have failed to point out the dangers of ignoring the teachings contained in my Father's book. The book that states clearly the existence of the evil one and how he works through each and every one of you so that he can take you away from your final but rightful home, the new paradise which I promised you all when I died on the cross for you. I did not die for a faceless group of people. I gave up my life for each and every one of you so that you can be saved. Remember, although my love for you is all-encompassing, it also causes me deep suffering. This suffering comes about because you ignore my existence. You choose blindly, continuing to believe naively that Earth provides all you could ever wish for. You forget that life, the life after this, will continue indefinitely. Prophecies given to you out of mercy. Signs, messages and prophecies have been sent to you children through the years as a result of my mercy. With the exception of my followers, very few of you listen, open your eyes or ponder for even one moment to ask yourselves this question: could this be really a divine communication? If it is, then what do I need to do? The answer is to listen and accept the truth of your future options. Decide what path you wish to take. Pray then for your soul and those of your loved ones. For those of you who arrogantly turn your back in scorn when my name is mentioned, or who wave your hands in disrespect when my followers proclaim my truth, then you are lost to me. I can only through my mercy give this world signs and messages to help guide you. Because of the gift of free will given to mankind by the Eternal Father God, the Creator and Maker of all things, I cannot force your hand. While a message of love and compassion will always be my underlying reason for communicating with you, so too will my sense of hurt and distress. My suffering, pain and hurt is intensifying as my children jump into the open arms of Satan. This means that I now have to show clearly to all of you what fate lies ahead of those who reject me and my Eternal Father. The reality of hell. Choose the lies promoted by the deceiver, the main one being that God the Eternal Father does not exist, and you are doomed. On entering the gates of hell, you will then realize the horrible mistake you have made. Believe me, my children, if you could just witness the shock and sense of horror of those souls when the final truth after death is revealed to them, you would not be able to withstand even just one moment of this torment. Should you witness just a glimpse of this place now in human terms, you would drop dead with sheer terror of the fate that befalls those who chose the path of sin. This pathway, which looks pretty appealing, enticing, glorious, and full of wonder, changes when you get halfway down it. The changes you come across midway shows you that you are not being satisfied. This strange, empty, and disappointing feeling continues unabated for the rest of the journey. You cannot understand why you feel like this. Your experiences, pleasurable on the exterior, are full of unexpected, disturbing, nasty feelings which are mixed with anger, frustration, loneliness, and fear. It is only when you meet your idol at the end of your journey and look into his wicked eyes, which dance with condescending amusement, that you will scream until you are hoarse. It's not until that final moment that you will scream for my help. But it will be too late. There will be no turning back at that stage. You will have made your choice in this life. And although I will cry bitter tears of deep sorrow for each of my lost souls, I cannot save you at that stage. Your free will, where you choose your own destiny, will be completely out of my hands. Through this message, harsh though it is, I am giving the world the final warning out of pure love for each of you. I plead with you finally to hear my voice now so that you can save your souls. Your beloved Jesus Christ, Savior of mankind and just judge.